97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. That's Mark Cox. I'm Bo Matthews. Carl Middleman, our executive producer,
pew, pew.
Right there. There he is. There he is. Well, I'll tell you what. Congratulations on all the money that you raised there, Mark Cox, with the responder. And I was in it. I was in the drawing, too. And yeah. A lot of people got into it. But a great job you did with all the money you raised for responder rescue. That was fantastic. But we continue getting firearms into people's hands, law-abiding citizens, with the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund Year of Guns Gun Raffle. The president of that organization is my good friend of many, 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 many years, Chuck Mayer. Welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to you, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Good. We got you on the Missouri Brush Control Hotline, guest line, whatever you want to call it. You know, as I understand it, I was talking to your wife this week, and she said, you know, we're only going to sell 250 tickets, and right. Each of these tickets stays in for all 12 drawings, but we haven't sold all 250 tickets. So the people that are going to be in the drawing, if we don't sell them out by 12:15, which is the first drawing, those people are going to have even a better chance of winning firearms, don't you think?
Correct. Yeah, their odds are going up. So, yeah, the sooner you get into the better chance you've got of beating somebody else out.
I've got my ticket because, I mean, what a great idea this is, because you get a chance to win every month, right? And even if you win, you might win again?
Right, yeah. If you win, you go right back in. Mark, I think he's probably going to win probably six of them at least. But
I'm hoping. I'm hopeful at this point, Chuck. Thank you.
Well, he wasted all of his luck on this gun raffle because he didn't get a deer this year, but that's a whole other story.
Bo, now I got to back you up there. I chose not to shoot a deer. That's how I'm
eat more lettuce.
Thank you.
Eat more lettuce. That's what Mark Cox shirt's going to say now.
I tell you that.
Oh my goodness.
The older I get, the deeper the hollers get, and I kind of pass on them too. So,
thank you. See what I'm saying? I chose not to shoot that deer.
There you go.
So I do want to interject here. The Eureka Police Officer Support Fund has been around for some years, and I really want you to explain how important this organization is. Because, you know what, Responders Rescue, great organization. Backstoppers, great organization. But Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, a little bit different. So explain, if you would, Chuck.
It is different. We're coming into our 10th year, which is hard to believe. Any organization that helps the first responders is important. I think it's very important.
Amen.
This one's is a little bit unique. It's basically just for the Eureka police officers and their families. It's a support fund that if an officer gets hurt or is injured in the line of duty, there's some money there to help them out until their benefits kick in. We can go in and help them out with, you know, house payments or just daily money that's coming in. We actually have an officer that's in the hospital right now, and we're going to provide Thanksgiving dinner for the family. They're not able to spend a normal Thanksgiving, so we're going to help them out. We're going to provide a turkey and a ham and some sides for them so they can at least don't have to worry about that. But, yeah, it's a great cause. We've been able to help them not only with money in need of if somebody's injured, but also we've been able to buy things that the city didn't have in their budget that would help the officers in the line of duty. So there's a lot of different things, moving parts to this. Bo, you know, you're the vice president of the organization. We just do a lot to try to help out not only the police officers, but the community here in Eureka.
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys, you do this with the Big Dog Poker Tournament and all that, and the folks in Eureka, I mean, I don't know if they realize, I'm sure they do with the Police Officer Support Fund, but just what a big role you guys play in backing up your community, right? It's the whole reason I did my fundraiser for Responder Rescue, because they've got the backs, just like you guys do, of your first responders. I think that's great.
Well, like I said, we're not only helping a police officer, but we're saving the taxpayers some money with some of the things that we're able to provide. It just makes our community a better place to live. So,
yeah, and for anybody that's been to Eureka in the last few years, you're seeing that area grow and that need for new police station and city hall. Has been there, and that's about ready to break ground here, I guess, in the new year. And Mark, I don't know if you know this, but the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund is actually going to outfit the gymnasium for the officers. Chuck, if you want to talk to that a little bit.
Yeah, when all the budgeting was done for the new police station, there was not enough money in there for a gym. A gym is very expensive. And we talked to Mayor Flower and to the Board of Aldermen and told them if you would allow for the space in the building, we would outfit it through the poker tournament, some of the other things we do. So it's saving the taxpayers a significant amount of money. We're going to have a full operating gym for the police officers because they all work different shifts, different times. That way they're not going to gyms or going someplace else to work out. They can do it right there at the police station before or after their shifts. And it just helps with their well-being and fitness. And again, it's just giving back to the community. Something that taxpayers are not responsible for paying for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's just something that people take for granted, but if somebody doesn't step up and do it, it doesn't get done, and that's one reason we're so proud to support what you guys do down there all the time. Back to the raffle for just a minute. I see this line that you must have put in there just for Bo. It says you must pass a background check. Is that a thing?
It was. Yeah, that was the... It was put in just for Bo.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks, everybody.
Just kidding you. Just kidding you, Bo.
No, I'll tell you, the look on my face probably when Chuck announced this idea was probably because it's just a neat idea. We're going to draw for a weapon every single month starting December 15th. January 15th, February 15th, probably as shocking to the crowd with this idea as my idea last year of at the poker bash doing a wheelbarrow of weed, because we do the wheelbarrow of booze.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen.
That well, no, what? What well.
What'd you say?
I said that didn't go over real well.
Yeah, I'm talking to the... Well, it's legal. Okay, we'll give away free gas for a year. How about that? Let's talk about this, though. So it's $100 for a ticket, so it breaks down to be about $8 per drawing. And we're going to start off with a Sig Sauer. And by the way, Chuck, how did you come up with this idea real quick?
To be honest with you, it just popped in my head one day and took off with it. There's a couple other raffles that some of the like Elks are doing a year of whatever. I thought, why couldn't we do this with a gun? And when I wanted to put it together, I met with Tim Holliday up at Docks, and I told him, I said, I want to do it. I want to do it right. We're only going to do 250 tickets. Most raffles, they're going to sell as many as they can. So I wanted to cut it off at 250.
Right.
And I wanted to make it have nice guns. They're not, you know, $150, $200 guns. The average value of the guns is probably $850. They're all nice weapons that somebody's going to be proud to own. It's not going to be something that you're going to stick in a closet and never use. So.
Well, just by going down the list of names, right, you can tell that. Sig Sauer, Glock, Springfield, Weatherby, Ruger, Sig Sauer. I mean, Century Arms, Smith & Wesson. You can tell pretty quickly that you're getting name brand, high quality guns and a good variety of them.
Right, and the last one in November is a Colt. The value on it's $1,099. So, I mean, if you win that, it's pretty good. It's a pretty good price.
I'm just looking, and I'm not quite sure what a CR6920 is, but if it shoots a 5.56, my guess is that's one of those scary black rifles, right?
It is correct.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh. Yeah, it's a defense rifle.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Yeah, personal defense rifle. It's exactly right. A semi-automatic personal defense weapon.
Right.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this conversation and you want tickets, you know, either reach out to me or reach out to the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund on Facebook. Now, if you do Venmo, you can certainly buy a ticket through that. You would search Kim Mayer, M-A-H-E-R, and then at E-P-O-S-F. Because we figured that out this week when I was over at Rock Township, because Jerry Appleton was like, I want a ticket. So I stopped by with a personal visit and he was like, well, I can't find her under EPOSF. So search Kim Mayer, EPOSF, and then you'll be able to buy your ticket there. Or just go to the real estate office out there, Realty Executives Premier, next to Dickie, Bub, and Eureka. You can get them there. Doc's Guns, you can get them there. And Tim over at Doc's, I call him Doc Holiday. How cool is that? He's such a good dude, and he was able to curate and secure all these weapons already for the whole year.
Right. We've got them in stock. We didn't want to have a raffle and not have a gun there. Somebody wait 6 to 8 months to get it. So I made sure everything was here. It's in the building. It's ready to go. So when you win it, all you got to do is go down and do the paperwork and pick up your gun.
Well, that's cool. So you'll be calling me in about 15 days, 16 days for my first one?
Sure.
Yes, sir. I've got you on speed dial. We're also going to be doing a drawing live on Facebook. So if anybody wants to look in on it, we'll be doing it, I think, around 3 o'clock on the 15th.
On whose Facebook page?
The Eureka Police Officer Support Fund.
Okay. All right. Nice.
And, you know, it's funny because when you tell somebody the raffle ticket is $100, they're like, whoa, that's awful steep. But when you tell them there's $250 as the limit, that's when they're like, oh, I'll take one.
Oh, yeah.
And it happens all the time. So,
right. And there's not that many left. So if somebody's interested, they need to get in it because there is only 250 of them. And it's all cut off.
Those are good odds. No kidding.
Heck yeah.
That's great. Well, Chuck, great talking to you again, my friend. Hope to see you soon.
You too, Mark. If you want to come down on the 15th, draw and just sign the paperwork, you're good to go.
I appreciate it. Thank you for the positive thoughts.
Real quick, is this for Missouri residents only? I guess we probably should say that if that's true.
I talked to Doc down at Doc. He said he can work around it if it's somebody out of state. But there might be an additional charge for some background and paperwork, but we'll work it out.
Yeah. I mean, other than a couple of these items I see on here, all the rest of them would be legal in Illinois as well. So I'm sure you could work out, if you happen to be one of the AR-style rifles, you could probably work out a trade of some sort, right?
Correct.
Yep. Nice.
The defense rifle.
The self-defense rifle, absolutely. Yeah.
That's right. Happy holidays, Chuck. I'm sure our paths will cross here soon, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate all you guys, both of you, all you do.
You bet, man. We'll talk to you soon. Chuck Mayer there, president of the Eureka Police Officer Support Fund, and what a great raffle. Glad I got my ticket already. I'm feeling good. Feeling good, Bo Matthews. Coming up, we've been talking about guns already, but you know, that court case regarding the pistol braces is still resounding across the United States, and a lot of people are out there buying them again. Some things you need to be aware of. We're going to talk it over with Aiden Johnson from Gun Owners of America coming up here in just a few minutes on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors.
Get more at 971talk.com.